back in, everyone, to a fabulous new episode of Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. I am all a giddy about today's show. Very, very much excited. This show has a very special place in our heart here at Stage Whisper, and it's a very powerful piece as well. And joining us to talk to us about the show today, we have a team of performers, of actors and actresses from the show, including Sarah Gutierrez, Grant Kennedy Lewis, and Mishka Yaravoy. They're here to talk to us about Theater Works Hartford in partnership with Long Wharf Theater's presentation of Sanctuary City. It's playing now through April 25th at Theater Works Hartford, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting twhartford.com. As I mentioned, this show has a very special place in our heart here at Stage Whisper. This was the very first show we saw here in New York after the lockdown was lifted. So this is a great full circle moment for us, and we can't wait to be able to share this particular piece with all of you. So with that, let's go ahead and welcome on our guests, Sarah, Grant, Mishka. Welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you for having us.
Well, hello, glad to be here.
Very excited to have all of you here. Very excited to be talking about this timely, profound piece of theater, Sanctuary City. And Sarah, if I could start with you first, could you tell us a bit about what this play is about?
Yeah, this play, to sum it up and not give too much away, it follows the characters of G and B, a boy and girl, two best friends and people who need each other and rely on each other in a post 9/11 world, two teenagers who are navigating the world together and going against trials and tribulations that they have to go through due to the fact that they're both undocumented. So it basically follows two people and their journey and dreams and relationship with each other and how a country in a post 9/11 world and in general treats undocumented peoples, especially teenagers.
Oh, well put, perfectly put. And yes, no, I'm glad you didn't give away some of the best hooks about the show, which is amazing. Grant, let me ask you, how is it that you came upon this particular piece?
Well, so I first did the show last year in Chicago at Steppenwolf, which was a great experience, directed by Steph Paul. It was incredible. And then for this production, I joined it a little later than my two friends here. There was a last minute casting change. So I joined the piece the day before we started teching it, I think.
Yep.
Then I had to step in and, learn the blocking, which was helpful because I already knew the words, which I think made learning the blocking and this show easier. Yeah, but I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad that I was, asked to do this and that they trusted me and welcomed me with open arms.
That is amazing. What a feat to overcome with that little bit of time to get everything together. But I'm so happy that worked out. That's incredible.
Yeah, me too.
Now, Mishka, let me bring you in, the third voice in our conversation, because I would love to know. I mean, the show's obviously been running for a bit. What has it been like developing this particular iteration of this show?
It's been really lovely. I mean, something that we talk about a lot is how we bring a lot of ourselves to this show, I think more so than a lot of other things that I've gotten to work on, because it is such a deeply personal play, and it deals with so many issues that are close to our hearts as a cast. It's been really fantastic to have that connection to the work. There's been a lot of play since day one. We talked with our directors about the fact that we wanted this to be a lot about process and less so about product. And they've been really amazing. Jacob Padrone from Long Wharf Theater and Pedro Bermudez, they've been really lovely at supporting that and making sure that we actually do get to craft the piece for the process and work with improv and work with all of these really cool things and take our time developing it as opposed to putting on pressure. Maybe less so for Grant because he came in the day of tech basically, so he did kind of have to just go.
Yeah, we did do some improv though. I got to do some improv with both of them at some point in the tech process, which was really, it was very helpful and really nice.
I love that. That sounds like a wonderful process too. Grant, I want to start with you next. You had mentioned you did this in Chicago. Now you're here in Connecticut doing this. What is the message or thought you hope audiences take away from this?
Well, I think it's a show that definitely serves to inform people who might not know a lot about what undocumented immigrants have to go through when it comes to living in this country. I know when I mean we're doing a lot of student matinees for this show. We did it in Chicago, and we're doing some student matinees here as well. And I think it's very important for kids and young adults to hear this story, because they could have somebody in their lives who might be going through this exact same thing that they don't really know about. And it's a way to, I don't know, make them have a little empathy for the people that are around them that might be going through this, because it is happening. And it's a very real story that is happening to several people, kids, adults. This play takes place a little after 9/11, goes to 2006. So it could technically be called a period piece, but a lot of those issues and beliefs that were being dealt with back then are still happening now. So I think it's a way to inform, what is happening in our country.
Could not agree more with that. That's a beautiful message. Sarah, how about you? What is the message or thought you hope audiences take away?
I mean, yeah, similar to Grant, I think something that resonates with me a lot that our director mentioned, Jacob, is that not only is it important to get audiences to sit down in the theater and be affected by the piece, but it's important what conversations people have after watching the show. And I think what that leads to, maybe they're sitting next to someone they never really would talk to in an everyday situation. And Grant's completely right. These issues are not only still happening today, I think there's also even more barriers and trials and tribulations that people have to go through in order to become citizens or just have a fair shot at just living their life. I know so many people personally in my life throughout the years that it hasn't really seemed to be getting any better for a lot of people. And so, people like to say not to get political, but at times I think when issues are extreme, it's normal to talk about them in political circumstances. And I think this is something that needs to be addressed and talked about in a humane way, not just politically. And I think this play really does that.
Yes. Absolutely. Mishka, I want to ask you my last question for this first part. And that, of course, is who do you hope have access to Sanctuary City?
I mean, honestly, everyone. I hope as many people as possible are able to see this play, because I think it's equally important for those who have shared experiences with the characters to see it, so that they can feel seen and, hopefully represented accurately. I had a really moving experience reading this play for the first time. I didn't get to see it in New York, but I did get to audition for it when I was super young, like 15. And I felt that this was like my story, it felt like this is about me, and it was extremely powerful to see that on the page. And so I think this is equally important for folks to see who identify with the story as it is for those who don't identify with it, so that they can hopefully learn, see a different perspective of this issue. And learn something different about it, or just put themselves in the shoes of somebody that maybe they wouldn't have been able to understand prior to seeing the show. And it's also really exciting that the play itself, taking all the content out, just the structure of the play itself, really challenges people to engage with the material. And we've been hearing that a lot, that especially the first half of the play, which is all written in these time bursts that like Sada and Grant do magically, and that just goes back and forth and back and forth so much, it really challenges audiences to think about what's happening and piece the stories together. And I think that is super important for theater as a whole. To make work that engages audiences that way and brings them in.
second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I want to start by asking all of you my favorite first question, which is, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or just some of your favorites? And Grant, can I start with you first on that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think this show that really wanted, or that made me want to be an actor, was Into the Woods, because it was the first show that I ever did. I was 16, it was in high school, and I just loved the music in it, and I loved just being in that cast, and I loved the story. I know we talked a lot about the themes in the story, and like watching my, you know, the people who played the leads, they were incredible. And I think that was really the show. And I just love Sondheim. Like the music is so, it's beautiful. But that was the show that was like, oh, this is like really cool. Like I want to keep doing this. And then I just kind of, you know, dove in. I, you know, did the show my senior year. I went to school for theater, and then I started doing professional work when I graduated. It's kind of just the ball was rolling from Into the Woods.
That is a brilliant inspiration. What a great show, too. Mishka, what about you? What or who inspires you?
My biggest sort of artistic inspiration so far in life has been Anton Chekhov. I just keep coming back to his work, you know, and he was I'm Russian as well. I grew up between Russia and Mexico, but my family background, everybody is from Russia, and that's where they live. And so I grew up with a lot of Russian literature, and his short stories were like one of the first things that I remember reading consciously, you know, with my dad. And then his plays ended up being sort of a big guiding light for me in the artistic path. And he writes a lot about actors and artists as well, which is really helpful.
I love that. That's a brilliant, brilliant inspiration, especially for a theater artist. Sarah, how about you? What or who inspires you?
I think, you know, growing up in Texas, not having a lot of access to Broadway, of course, or like many stage productions, I think I got a lot of my inspiration from movies and television. Up until when my mom took me to the Majestic Theater in San Antonio to see Beauty and the Beast when I was, I think, 10. And I remember crying because I thought it was real. I was like, that's a monster. She wants to fall in love. And we had to leave intermission because I couldn't contain my emotions. I was 10 and I was very emotional. My mom thought I hated it, but I really actually, looking back, I think I was just really deeply affected by it. So that's like a stage memory, of course. And then it wasn't until my sophomore year at Ithaca College where I saw my first Broadway production ever, which was An American in Paris, which is amazing. That really just also, like, the scenic design and acting through movement and dance just really wanted me. I just got more obsessed with actually seeing how acting can be shown in different forms. But yeah, those are two that come to mind. But besides that, you know, again, movies, Julianne Moore, as a kid in anything, especially Jurassic Park, the second one, when she's on the glass and the raptors are going to get her and she can't break the glass. I remember being like, I want to do that.
I love that. That is a fabulous list of inspirations. Yes. Let me ask all of you now, what is your favorite part about working in the theater? And Mishka, I'd like to start with you on that if I could.
There's so much. I don't know. I would say the rehearsal process is definitely my favorite time. You know, those 4 weeks are extremely exciting for me. In many ways, feel more rewarding than the actual run of the show. Just exploring and finding the things for the first time. In this show, there were so many exciting discoveries that happened in those first few weeks, you know, of like building the world and finding the relationship with Sara and navigating, you know, how we treat each other on stage and off stage in this really beautiful way. And then I would say the other thing is just the friendships that you form are super special because, you know, you're together. For us, we're all from New York and we're all in Hartford, Connecticut for 8 weeks, So we've been seeing each other every single day, every single night, and it's been so special, to have our martini nights and wine nights and talk and bond in this beautiful way.
That is lovely. I love that answer. Sarah, I want to come to you and I want to ask, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
Man, yeah, I mean, similar to Mishka, I think, well, this is my regional theater debut, so that feels really great to just be doing a show like this with these people in this place, in this theater. It just feels very connected. I think it's rare as well. I think, not to be cheesy, but I think Grant, Mishka, and I have a lot of chemistry off the stage too. So it's really fun to do a piece of work with people you genuinely care about. And it can keep you on your toes, and it can excite you, and the trust is there naturally. I'm never afraid when I go on stage with these guys or nervous about anything. And I think one of the things I love most about theater is, I forgot where I heard this, but it really resonates with me. The difference between, film and theater, it's complete opposites. But with theater, I think people can watch and that's a human being. There's no romanticizing anything. There's no, you look at that person and you just look for the truth in them. And so I feel so lucky to be telling this story in this way as this character every night, and it's different every show. And it just feels like, I remember preview, I get off stage after a bows, and I just go in my dressing room. I'm like, God, I just love this so much. This energy is amazing. So yeah.
That's a beautiful answer. I love that. And finally, Grant, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
I mean, I love acting and being able to, do that through the rehearsal process and through the shows. You have so much time to be able to just like do the thing that, or I have so much time to like be able to do the thing that I love to do. And also just what Mishka said about, the friends that you make in the cast, because, you meet so many different people from like different areas of life in their life. And it's like sometimes you create like lifelong friends through that. Like I did a show back in, I guess like right after the theater started opening back up again in Chicago. And like there's some of my closest friends. Like I still like catch up with them, talk to them, see them whenever, we have time. And that wouldn't have, I wouldn't probably wouldn't have met them if we didn't do that show together. And that's kind of like it, truly theater does bring people together. I know it's a cliche that people say, but I think it's true. Yeah, and that's my favorite part of it. Besides being able to be like, acting and being able to do a lot of goofy, silly things, but also meaningful things. It's, there's a lot that goes into it.
Love that answer as well. Once again, great answers from all of you. This is fantastic. And it leads to my favorite question to ask our guests, which of course is, what is your favorite theater memory?
I have one from not when I was performing, but from like witnessing, theater. The first Broadway play that I got to see was The Glass Menagerie, and I saw it when I first moved to New York and to the States, to the US, when I was 14. Before that, I had seen Mamma Mia, which was also lovely, but I kind of categorized that differently. So I was watching The Glass Menagerie, and it was this really, really cool production with Sally Fields. And there was a certain point where the stage just got like flooded in rain. There was like a massive rainstorm that happened on stage with like real, I mean, it was planned, it was stage rain, but it was real water falling from the ceiling. And it just completely took my breath away. And I was like sitting in the biggest little seat in the very back of the back of the back of the theater, because I bought the ticket myself, and like and it didn't matter at all, even though I was so far away, I felt like I was just so part of the story. And hearing that rain, man, those droplets, and like seeing that, it just totally took my breath away.
I love that memory. That's fabulous. Thank you for that. Who would like to go next?
I can go. I think the favorite theater memory, I think it just comes with the show for me. But I saw Six, the musical, like twice. I'm mentioning all these musicals as like my favorite things, but I don't do musicals really, but I love watching musicals. But Six, oh my God, I think it felt like it was a concert, and like the production elements, the costume, the songs, like each, queen had their different character, and I thought it was just amazing. Like that was like one of the few shows where I was like, I feel like I was like cheering in the audience for them, like after every song. Like it was just so good. And it felt so good to watch. Yeah. And that's, I think, like I could watch that show over and over and over again and like learn something new and have a good time. That's gonna be mine.
That is fantastic. And I could not agree more. It's such a great show. Well, bringing us home, we've got Sarah. Sarah, what is yours?
I think the first thing that comes to my mind is I had the honor of seeing Jodie Comer and Prima Facie. Facie? Is it Facie or Facie? Can someone, is it Facie? Facie?
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know why. But yes, I had the honor of seeing her in that. And it sounds dramatic, but I probably think about it every day. Like, not every day, but somehow it's in me since seeing it. Just seeing an actress who does primarily television, making her Broadway debut in a show of that level and that message and that story, and for her to do it so gracefully and so organic and so just honest. And it's a mammoth of a play. It's nonstop. She plays, I think, at least, I don't know how many different characters, but not also the subject matter of the play. She doesn't play at anything. And I just think she just did so well. And I just think, yeah, I don't, there's so much I could say about it, but I definitely think I left that theater that day just really inspired and really in awe and motivated to just also keep doing what I love to do.
Oh, that is a fantastic memory. Fantastic. Those were all wonderful memories. Thank you all so much for those. Well, as we wrap things up, I want to ask my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about Sanctuary City or about any of you, perhaps they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Well, to find out more about the show, they could go to the TheaterWorks Hartford website. You want to buy tickets on there. TheaterWorks Hartford also has an Instagram, which I think it's just look up TheaterWorks Hartford. And then my Instagram is Grant K. Lew, GRANTKLEW. If you have any questions about the show, me, feel free to send me a message.
I guess, yeah, that for the show, that website that Grant just mentioned, my Instagram is SARA underscore GUTIERREZZ. If you have questions about the show, I'd love to hear them. I'd love to answer them. Yeah.
And my name is Mishka Yarovoy, MISHKA underscore YARovoy. And if you were able to hear that and spell it correctly on Instagram, I will be very impressed. And that's all.
Wonderful. Well, Sarah, Grant, Mishka, thank you all so much for taking the time to speak with me, especially at this early hour. I truly appreciate it. And I am so thrilled that we got to speak about this powerful, powerful piece of theater. So thank you all so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having us. It was really fun
Yeah,
talking.
thank you.
My guests today have been the actors and actresses performing in the show, Sarah Gutierrez, Grant Kennedy Lewis, and Mishka Yarovoy. They're part of TheaterWorks Hartford in partnership with Long Wharf Theater's presentation of Sanctuary City. It's playing now through April 25th at TheaterWorks Hartford, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting twhartford.com. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting on our episode description as well as on our social media posts. But if you are in the Hartford, Connecticut area, or you need a great reason to go up to the Hartford, Connecticut area, get out of the city, check out this amazing, amazing show, Sanctuary City, playing now through April 25th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones.
Unwrap your candies.
Keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.